everyone. I'm Stephen Jolly with Talking Tech on the line from Vision Australia up there at Gosford on the central coast of New South Wales. Vision Australia Adaptive Technology Consultant David Woodbridge. David, happy April the 1st. Did you get to midday without anybody making you feel silly?
No, but I was very tempted to make up some sort of story about a really fantastic new technology that we could talk about on the radio program today, but I thought I better not.
Well, that's a good idea. We'll keep it nice and straight.
Indeed.
Now, you've got some more CSUN stuff to talk to us about today?
We do. So I thought we'd talk about another three more demos that were done at CSUN. Then we'd have a little bit of a chat about something that Apple is doing, some stuff on ABC iView, and if we get time, we'll talk about some of the major items that we talk about on the Vision Australia Adaptive Technology Help Desk.
Let's get into it then. These are fantastic, these podcasts that have come out of CSUN, aren't they?
They are, and as we mentioned last week, the two major places or organisations that have done audio demos on the exhibition floor are Ceratalk from Ceratech and Blind Bargains. And even though we've got the links on the show notes on my blog site, if you want to subscribe or get access to these audio demos or podcasts, the main source that I tend to use is iTunes on Mac or PC. And if you go and stick in the search field, either Blind Bargains or Ceratalk, as in Serotalk, or Ceratech, Serotek, then that will find the podcast for either Blind Bargains or Ceratalk. And then there's a little button on the screen that you can then subscribe to it. And every time there's a new show or audio demo released, you'll get them automatically in what's called your podcast feed, which you then can listen to. And if you happen to be listening to audio demos on your Android device or on your iOS device, iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, you can do exactly the same thing as well. You can subscribe to these podcasts. Of course, on the iPhone, my favorite podcatcher is Downcast, and you can search for exactly the same things, Blind Bargains or Ceratech, Ceratalk in Downcast as well.
And a trap for young players, Blind Bargains, when you're searching for it, is one word.
Yes.
I go chasing around all different possibilities and then eventually think, oh, yeah, maybe it's all one word, which I found on my iOS device.
That's a good tip because I got caught exactly the same thing as well. So thank you for reminding me about that one.
So some of the things that you've seen in recent days?
Yes. Now, this one caught me by surprise, and I think it caught the guy from Blind Bargains by surprise as well. There's a Korean company that was demonstrating a talking reading machine. So basically no screen, a computer with a built-in digital document camera for scanning print into speech. And what caught everybody by surprise was the fact that when he asked the price for it, he said it was going to be $15,000. And after talking to a few folks back at work, we think it might have been a language barrier, because if he meant $1,500, to me that sounds a fair price for a PC-based reading machine, not $15,000. But the information that I saw on Twitter was something like, really, really honestly, this machine's worth $15,000. And like I said, I just thought, geez, they're not going to sell many, because that's what reading machines used to cost a long time ago.
They did.
Having reflection and a bit of a chat with people, I've hopefully, and I hope to goodness they are, going to be selling it for $1,500.
Because the iPal series, for instance, are between $2,000 and $3,000, and they're standalone machines, but they have the sorts of things that you would want, don't they?
That's right, exactly, yeah.
Mm. Okay, then iBeacons. Now, that's very interesting.
Yes, now, this has been around for around about 6 months now, and different companies are actually taking it on board in shopping centres and that sort of stuff. And what they basically are little tags, if you like, that you attach to different areas of, you know, a building or inside. And you can moderate the strength of these signals from, well, in US terms, from 1 foot to 30 centimetres to 50 feet. So, and what it does is it allows information to be transmitted. And if you have a low-powered Bluetooth 4 device, which the iPhone is one of them, then notifications will pop up giving you information. So let's, for example, let's say it was down to 1 foot transmission. You could easily walk down a corridor and get information about the actual rooms that you are passing, what the rooms are, or, for example, ladies, men's, or disabled toilets and so on. So you could really use it for indoor navigation, or you could walk into a shopping center, and if it was set to 50 feet, for example, it would say, you've now entered the main area of the shopping center. To your left is X, Y, and Z. To your right is X, Y, and Z, and so on. So the company that seems to be taking this on board, particularly for accessibility, is a company called Access Help. And again, we've got the link in the show notes. And they're looking at hotels and other places to put this technology into. But it sounds extremely exciting, and it really would bring indoor navigation to life. So I'm looking forward to finding out more about it. The demo that they had from Blind Bargains was talking to the gentleman that's the CEO of the Access Help organization, but it looks very interesting.
Might be a reliable way to find your hotel room late at night.
Absolutely.
Yes, all sorts of possibilities. AI squared, the Zoom text people, got some news.
Yes, now sometimes people forget about the fact that everybody knows Zoom text, the screen magnification program for Windows, but they also make a version for Mac, funny enough, called Zoom text for Mac. And they were just talking about the fact that they've now added speech to it as well. So in Zoom text for Windows, you have speech in Zoom text for Windows. They said that they've added that now, and they were talking about the fact that for a low vision user and you want a bit of speech, there's no need to run the full-blown voiceover screen reader on a Mac. You can use the speech component of Zoom text for Mac. So I think that's a great add-on to the software. And of course, you can go to www.aisquared.com for more information about Zoom text for Mac.
Patent warfare comes to our territory.
Yes, now this one caught everybody by surprise, because apparently in September 2009, Apple patented the touchscreen user interface for blind people accessing touchscreen technology, as in the iPhone. And I got a notification of this last week that it's now been ratified, so that other companies that use touchscreen technology for use by blind people could be up for royalties, because it's actually the original patent from Apple now. Like I said, it's been ratified. So organisations like Google, so Android, with the one flick left and right gesture, dragging your finger around the screen, that's exactly what the voiceover does on Apple devices. As of last year, where Samsung tried to stop Apple using the triple click home to turn voiceover on and off, it's going to be interesting to see if Apple pops up and says to people, well, hey guys, you're using our patent now. We need to have a bit of a chat about it. So it's only been notification for about a week or so, and we'll see what happens further down the track. Who knows, nothing might change, but we'll keep people posted.
Yes, let's hope it doesn't get too silly.
Mm.
Now let's move to matters much closer to home, the ABC and their iView service, which has had its pluses and minuses for our community.
It has. Now, people that don't know about ABC iView, it's a way of watching television shows on the ABC after they've happened, if you like, and you can stream them to your big TV set. You can listen to them on the web, your Android device, your iPhone device. And the nice thing about it is that now that they're revamping all the different types of ABC iView, the ABC is also taking the opportunity to ask for feedback on the implementation of the different applications. So this is a great way to make sure that accessibility is well done. So they've worked very hard on the iOS ABC iPhone app. They're working on the iPad version of it. They're working on the web version. This article was done by Media Access Australia, so feel free to go there and read more information about it. And they've got a contact form link that takes you to the ABC site to give feedback to ABC on the various variations of iView. So a great opportunity.
Yes, those opportunities don't always come up, do they?
No, and it's a great way to jump in right now because this is at the development stage, and we always say to people that it's much easier to implement technology at the development stage for accessibility than it is trying to retrofit accessibility after the fact.
Yes, you allow for the cabling in the house when you're building the house, not try and poke it in the walls later.
Indeed.
Now, let's move to another area that is of quite a bit of interest, and that's around the help desk at Vision Australia. Explain this help desk, and then we can talk about areas that come up for your attention.
Yep, so the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia is where you can ring up 1300 number, or I'll give the full number, 1300 847 466.
Right, now you better say that again. 1300?
1300 847 466.
1300 Vision is a good way to remember it too.
I was going to say, if you happen to be trendy, yes, but I was trying to avoid being trendy. And you can contact that also via email, which is athelp@visionaustralia.org. That's athelp@visionaustralia.org. And it was just interesting because our five most famous categories that we've put together over the last year or two, 20% of our phone calls have always been about, or have been about iOS, so iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, which is extremely interesting. 20% of the calls is quite a lot, followed by another four categories, 10%, the highest one, which is JAWS for Windows, of course, because lots of people use JAWS for Windows in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's followed by another three general categories, and we've got general technology questions. And literally, that can be anything about general technology, talking ATMs, digital set-top boxes, how do I use the internet, how do I use email, have I heard of this talking program, anything to do with general adaptive and general technology. And that's another category about general adaptive technology as well. So I've got general Windows and general adaptive technology, which sort of slot in a bit to each other, but they're quite popular as well.
And they'd sit alongside the JAWS one too, particularly the general Windows queries.
Correct, yep.
Yeah.
And just lately, probably about the last 6 months, one that's been popping into that top five all the time is stuff on the Macintosh. So people want to know about the Apple Mac in relation to, you know, Zoom text for Mac, VoiceOver, iTunes, all that sort of stuff that you traditionally use your Mac with, your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad.
People are starting to realise how convenient the Mac is now, aren't they? They're small, very, very portable, and very friendly with VoiceOver, etc.
That's right. And even some of my friends have actually put Windows on an Apple Mac itself with a, you know, booting to it or in this virtual machine type mode, because it's much more stable. But yes, quite a lot of people were getting it. About 2 years ago, I used to get one call on the Mac every 6 months. I would get about two calls a day now on the Mac.
So there's a team of you around the country who take inquiries from people?
There is indeed. I'm located, as of course, in Gosford on New South Wales Central Coast. And then we have Nick and Jim who are based in Melbourne. And we rotate around on the help desk. So there's always two of us on. One of us is off 1 or 2 days a week. That way we can do other research and keep up to date with adaptive technology and other general technology trends. So there's always two of us on to cover the calls. Probably each of us probably get around about 20 calls a day, plus emails. And, of course, I'm also on Twitter as well. So it's quite a busy job, but it's also a great job to keep up with technology and also, of course, to talk to people about it.
1-300-847-466, the Vision Australia Adaptive Technology Help Desk. David, I believe you're spending some time in Melbourne this week with Vision 2014, the International Low Vision Conference. We might talk about that amongst other stuff next week.
We will indeed, particularly the iHouse, and I'll give you all the rundown on that next week.
This has been Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly. With me has been Vision Australia Adaptive Technology Consultant, David Woodbridge.